Hanukkah, and we want to talk about the lach of the correct, proper time to light. So we're going to divide it into two, since it's a little bit later already, we're going to divide it into two sessions. The Shulchan Aruch says the proper time for a person to light near his Hanukkah is at the time of Tzeis HaKavod, which, how you calculate that, will be 72 minutes after Shkia. Ramosha has a tshuva he holds in America. 50 minutes after Shkia is sufficient to be calculated for Tzeis HaKavod. So a person should light near his Hanukkah. The proper time to light, the Shulchan Aruch says, is that time. The Shulchan Aruch that adds, however, that a person should not be ma'akher and should not be makdim. He should not go earlier, he should not go later. The Mishnah points out that the calculation of a ma'akher or a makdim within a half an hour of time before, or half an hour of time afterwards, is still called within that proper time. That's not called you fulfilled the time of lighting at that point in time. A person is ma'akher or madlik means more than a half an hour before. So a person will light already, according to Moshe, that Tzeis HaKavod is 50 minutes. In America, so a person will light 20 minutes after Shkia, 25 minutes after Shkia, he's fulfilled the law of lighting by Tzeis HaKavod, because it's within one half an hour of Tzeis HaKavod. There is an opinion which the Shita, which says that the correct time to light is by sunset, by Shkia. And again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that you have a half an hour of a leeway in that that direction also. So a person will light 20 minutes after Shkia, he's fulfilled the halach of lighting by Shkia, because it's within one half an hour of time. So Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal suggested because of that the best time to light would be 25 minutes after Shkia. If you light 25 minutes after Shkia, you've lit within one half an hour after Shkia, so you've fulfilled the halach of lighting by Shkia. You've lit with one half an hour of Tzeis HaKavod, according to Rav Moshe's calculation, you've fulfilled the halach of lighting by Tzeis HaKavod. So a person lights 25 minutes after Shkia, he would fulfill the obligation to light both by Shkia and by Tzeis HaKavod according to this calculation. And he suggests that's the proper time to light. The Rambam does point out that nowadays, especially in Chutz La'aretz, where we light inside, not outside, the main halacha is for the Bnei Habayis, and since the main halacha is for the people which are in the house, so the halacha of lighting by Shkia and by Tzeis, however the halacha is not as significant, because it's for the Bnei Habayis. If you're lighting for the people outside, Chazal made a tekana, the people outside are generally found that time of day. Inside, people are there until much later. But even the Rambam points out that even though you may light later, but it's still preferred if a person would light by the proper time. According to Shulchan Aruch, a person does not make that differentiation. He says you should light by the proper time. But he also points out if a person did not light then, he may light later. So according to Shulchan Aruch, there's an issue of Al-Khakil and Abidiyavid. According to the Ramah, it's not a question of Lachatkil and Bidi Ebed, it's a preferred hanhaga of lighting by the proper time. And if a person, the Iker Din, is your person may light later on, the way the Ramah understands it. We'll talk about these halachas more tomorrow. Have a good morning, have a good day.